Pinky, I fell in love with this man. It was a tropical vibe. On Great Keppel Island, just had the crowd eaten out of the palm of his hand.
I kind of introduced you to, because I'd never even met him, but I'd known about him and heard about the love for him, and then you got to meet him in person first.
Brad Butcher, he has joined us in the studio via my eHarmony profile. How are you, Brad?
Nice. I'm very well. It's nice, yes. Nice to be in here.
Are we going out for dinner? I love you, mate.
I feel nice like I owe you a dinner.
No, yeah. Finally nice to meet you in person.
You too.
No, honestly, mate, I've been telling everyone on Triple M for a while, just you know how to work a crowd, some great guitar skills there, and can hold a note or two as well, mate. How do you multi-skill yourself like this as an artist?
I think just by making a lot of mistakes over the years and working it out as you go. You know, there's no secret to doing it. You just got to get up in front of people and do it.
If you learn by your mistakes, you must have made a whole lot of big ones, man, because you are on fire at the moment.
It's been a lot of mistakes.
There you go. So you're in here because you've been nominated for a Queensland Music Award.
Yeah, baby.
Fill us in.
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate enough to be nominated. I think this is my sixth or seventh time. And
wow.
I've only ever taken home one of them. They're rare as hen's teeth in my house, but it's nice to be nominated. And I'm in some really lovely company too. Hayley Marsden, who's just from down the road in Gladstone, is also nominated. And it's a really strong field.
That's cool.
That's also what losers say, mate. It's just an honour to be nominated 9 times.
He's got one in the pool room already, okay? So not a loser.
What are we going to take home this time, Brad Butcher?
Well, it's for Country Song of the Year, so fingers crossed. That's the only award I'm nominated for, and that's the only country music award at the Queensland Music Awards. So it's an honour to be nominated, and if you can't take it home, I want it.
Well, what's the song about? Is it about driving a ute, having a dog?
It's not that. No. See, I sit in alternate country, so. Okay. I don't sing too much about my Daisy Dukes and my cherry lipstick.
What do you sing about?
Shaking your sugar shaker.
Moneymaker.
Sugar shaker.
Okay.
Well, this song is called Nature's Course, and I wrote it. It's got a couple of different, the meanings it could be to people, but I literally wrote it as a literal sense about what we're doing to the world. You know, and how all these things going on. And I sort of leave it up to the listener to make up their own mind with their own beliefs.
Okay.
But it's just about the way we treat the planet, you know. And so the message in the chorus is, what if it's just nature's course? What if it's all meant to be? What if the writing on the wall is just a bad luck recipe? So it's not... You know, I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying a lot, I guess. So
you're more asking the question and fill in your own answer there. I'm already convinced Leonardo DiCaprio will share this on his Earth page as well. That's a wonderful message to send out, Brad.
Well, I try hard to put those things in my songs and not be just like so many other songwriters where they just, like I said, sing about the dog in the back of the ute kind of stuff. I try to put a message in there. I try to keep it positive and inspiring if I can.
Not just Google searching words that rhyme with other words and let's just fill in a song here. This actually has meaning. Country Song of the Year. Let's hope we get that one, Brad.
Well, fingers crossed. But if Hayley takes it home or there's a couple other mates of mine down there too, Megan Cooper's nominated as well.
Yeah.
You know, whoever takes it home, it's going to be a good night. So
let's make a really good mistake right now and get you to play it on the Triple M.
Oh!
Can do.
Can we? You've bought the old Takamoni as well. All right, Brad Butcher, prepare to eat out of the palm of his hand. Here it is, the country song of the year, possibly called...
Nature's Course, sir. Burning daylight, fighting flames, trying to save a little piece of yesterday. Make it rain, beg and plead. You're gonna need more water than can fill the seven seas. As smoke filters the sky and outlines you and I. What if it's just nature's course? What if it's all meant to be? What if the writing on the wall is just a bad luck recipe? What if the whole thing burns? You can't say we didn't try. What if nature's course is nothing more than a raging fire? Waxing moon on your face, a soft reminder not to lose all faith. Sweet refrain, a moment's grace. But there's a wrecking ball tearing down a mountain face as smoke filters the sky and outlines you and I. What if it's just nature's course? What if it's all meant to be? What if the writing on the wall is just a bad luck recipe? What if the whole thing burns? You can't say we didn't try. What if nature's cost is nothing more than a raging fire? Sheltered in the kitchen, standing face to face, and finding life, love and justice no longer fill this space. I can hardly breathe and I fear it's time, but lately it's the notion that's been keeping me alive. What if it's just nature's cause? What if it's all meant to be? What if the writing on the wall is just a bad luck recipe? What if the whole thing burns? You can't say we didn't try. What if nature's cost is nothing more than a raging fire? What if it's all meant to be? Oh, you can't say we didn't try. What if it's all? What if it's all meant to be? What if the writing on the wall is just the end of you and me?
Beautiful. Brad Butcher.
Wow. Look, if you don't win the Queensland Music Awards Award for Best Country Song, they've made a mistake.
Yeah,
and we hope they learn from it.
Brexy and Brinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.